Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We are starting this Business Watch talking about a new coffee shop near downtown.
This is important. There is no revitalization of any downtown without making sure that all of the denizens' coffee needs are met.
Very important.
So downtown Las Cruces currently has a couple of options for coffee. You can take a short walk up to Mesquite Street and visit Beck's Coffee. Very renowned, wonderful environment. They do pour-over coffee. They roast some delicious coffee. And they have this very nice setting in a house.
But neighborhood feel.
Neighborhood feel, couches, that sort of thing. Great spot. Directly downtown, you have to go to the Little Toad Creek Beer Room, a brewery and distillery, because they serve coffee throughout the day. And that's brew coffee and some coffee beverages. New to the neighborhood is Cafecito Divino. They're opening any day now. As we speak, they just went through their inspection process and they're getting ready to open. I've been inside. I've seen it. It looks like a coffee shop, smells like a coffee shop, tastes like a coffee shop. And this is a place for now getting cappuccino, espresso. These are very serious coffee people, and they are opening at the corner of Picacho in Maine near downtown.
So can you share with us a little bit about what this coffee shop is kind of looking like, the feel of it?
The couple that own it, the Fry family, they've been operating a coffee truck since January, and they've really perfected. These are very serious coffee people, so they like a good espresso. They like a good cappuccino that's not too sweet, not too dry, not too bitter. And they're also as serious about tea. So I got to sample a tea, for instance. There's an infusion of currant flavored tea, so it's a tea that's sweet enough you don't have to put any sugar in it or anything. It's also a very good environment to go and hang out. It's wood, craft wood furniture, and they really want it to be a place where people can hang out. Note the location. It's right across the street from the district court. It's across the street from City Hall. It's a short walk from anywhere downtown.
A lot of coffee drinkers in the vicinity.
I think so, and they're really pitching it. They want to have specials for students who come and study. Also, on Saturdays, they are thinking about offering a free cup of coffee for people who agree to put their mobile device down and actually talk to people in the cafe. So they want to get that kind of a social feel going again.
I saw a sign one time on social media from a coffee shop that said, "We don't have Wi-Fi. Pretend it's the 90s. Talk to one another."
Exactly right. You know, even in the 90s, we found ways, because that was Walkmans, right? We
used to have
Walkman radios,
the Discman
and stuff. Oh, yeah. So there were always ways to avoid conversation. But coffee shops are traditionally, you go back to Fonda Sockel Vienna, you go back to cafe societies in Berlin and Paris. These are places where people go and actually talk and exchange ideas and views. It was also in some villages and towns, the only place you could go to get on the internet or even further back, read a newspaper.
So what are your thoughts now? We have three coffee places in the area of downtown. What do you think that says kind of about the redevelopment and what's happening downtown?
I think it shows a certain amount of confidence that there is motion towards more people working downtown, spending more time downtown, and recreating and having their lunches and just hanging out and meeting people for coffee downtown.
Very cool, Algernon. We'll look forward to checking that place out. Now, I want to move on to something else. The city has issued a notice to local business owners about making their address visible.
That's right. The city issued a release saying that they're reaching out to building owners, business-owning tenants of buildings to make sure that the building number is properly displayed, front of the building, towards the street. Apparently, they've been getting complaints from people saying that they're having trouble locating addresses. And this is, of course, an issue for things like emergency vehicles as well. So no threats of fines or anything yet, but they're reminding people, hey, keep those numbers display and make sure there are no trees or trash or any signage obscuring the building number.
We live in this day and age where people are using GPS to really navigate anywhere. So having that address visible for folks is, I would imagine, is pretty important.
I would think so. It's changing. And also, sometimes you want to be finding the building not by looking down at your screen while you're driving your vehicle, but you actually want to be able to see it, really clearly from a glance from the street.
Very helpful information. Algernon, thanks for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch.
Ciao.